you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Hashim. May I start with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
It's 251-1-0401-0051-4379.
4379. All righty, let's see what we got here. All right, and are you calling from PWN Carpenters?
Yes.
Excellent. And let's see here. Who am I speaking with today?
My name is Karen Lemley.
Karen, all righty. And I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of information that I have on here for you. If anything is wrong, feel free to correct me. Are you guys at 2310 Central Avenue?
Yes, Central Avenue, number 6.
Number 6, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the billing zip code is 91010, is that correct?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent. And what's a good phone number, just in case we get disconnected here, Karen?
909-263-3955.
Excellent. And what's a good email address for you?
PWNCarpenters@gmail.com.
PWNCarpenters@gmail. Excellent. And do you guys have a current website right now?
We do. It's PWN, www.pwncarpenters.com.
Oh, okay. Nice and simple, huh?
Yeah.
And what's the structure of your business? Are you guys like an LLC, an S-Corp?
It's a corporation, a C-Corp.
Corporation, C-Corp, okay. Excellent. All right. I mean, we've got, you know, all kinds of different programs depending on what your specific needs are. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're kind of looking for so I can point you in the right direction here?
Well, I guess I kind of wanted to find out what some of the options are. Really, it's just right now it would be some working capital and possibly investing in some machinery.
Okay. And what were you taking a look at for capital? How much were you looking for?
Possibly $100,000.
Possibly $100,000. And then is that aside from the machinery?
I think it would, no, that would be together.
Included, okay.
Included, mm-hmm.
And for the machinery, what's the cost on it? What kind of machinery is it?
I guess this is sort of maybe early, but I'm not sure. We were looking at upgrading a wide belt sander and possibly getting a dovetail machine. So I think... Mm-hmm. My phone call might be a little bit early. I don't have anything in particular in mind. It might just kind of depend on making some initial phone calls just to see what some of the options are, and then
yeah, absolutely.
We could prioritize depending on how everything works out.
Absolutely. So you don't have some sort of price range of how much the sander is or any of that stuff?
The sanders would probably run in the range of around 40 to 50 thousand. The dovetail machines might be about 20. I mean, there's a lot of high end, low end, so there's a
right.
lot, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then the rest of the capital, would you just need that for, you know, like payroll and all that other stuff? Or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Just your nice day-to-day activities, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And so what kind of return are you expecting once you get, you know, the sander and the other machinery? What kind of return do you look to have if you were to put those new pieces of equipment on?
Well, it would eliminate us from outsourcing quite a few things. And so... for example, on the dovetail drawers, where companies are making. We're probably ordering between, I don't know, maybe 5,000 to 8,000 a month in dovetail drawers,
right.
Where there's probably about a 35 to 40% profit on those.
Right.
So, I mean, we would realize some cost savings there.
Okay.
The sander, I haven't really thought about numbers on that, but
mm-hmm.
I could get some information together. I don't know. Do you have, like, an application that we would need to fill out?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah, it is in an application. But what kind of time frame did you have, just so I can get a little bit more out of this? When were you really looking to bring these on, you would say?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, of course. What kind of time frame did you have of when you were really... I know you said it's a little bit early.
Mm-hmm.
When were you really looking to bring these on?
Maybe early next year.
Early next year, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Early next year, perfect. And why don't you tell me a little bit about your credit? Would you say good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I believe good.
Good, okay, perfect. The reason why I ask is because you were looking for also, you know, the machinery, and we
mm-hmm.
also do equipment financing as well as
okay.
the working capital. So
okay.
a lot of the times if you have good credit, it's a better option for me to do the equipment financing for you because you can get better rates, and then you can net some additional capital on top. So the...
Okay.
Yeah, the equipment is easier to pay off, and then you have the capital on the side.
Are you able to give me, like, a ballpark? What would the rate be on equipment financing versus, like, a working capital loan, just so I have an idea?
Yeah, absolutely. So typically our working capital loans start around the 10% range.
Okay.
Reason being is that they're unsecured cash loans, which I'm not sure if you know that or not. But it's
okay.
very similar to a line of credit, but it's unsecured. And
okay.
for the working capital, typically we can do 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So how did sales look for you last year?
I believe we were at around 800,000.
800,000, okay. And then for this year, are you on track for about the same, more?
I think a little more.
Little more. So you think you're probably around 1 million?
I think, yeah, it should be around there.
Okay, perfect. So, I mean, that the working capital amount that you initially wanted would definitely fall into that range. That's about 100 to 150,000 if you look at 10 to 15%.
Okay.
But if we were to do, you know, a piece of it for equipment and a piece of it for capital, we should be able to make it work, especially if you have good credit. How long have you guys been in business?
Business has been incorporated since 1986.
Oh, okay. So great. You guys are well established as well.
Yeah.
Very nice. How'd you get into the industry?
Myself? Well, it's a family
yeah.
business.
Oh, okay. Very
yeah.
nice.
So they're kind of third generation cabinet makers, woodworkers now.
Really? That's pretty
yeah.
cool. You guys have been in it for a while, then.
Yeah.
And are you 100% owner of this particular company?
No, I don't own any of the stock, but I am a corporate officer.
Okay, gotcha. And do you guys have many owners, or is it just a couple?
Just two.
Two owners, okay. And they're
mm-hmm.
50-50?
Correct.
Gotcha. Great. And have you already kind of taken a look at financing, or are you just kind of getting started here?
You're actually my very first call.
Oh, okay. Excellent. I'm glad to hear that I was first. And another question for you here. Do you have any current loans out on the business right now?
No. Well, no, I'm sorry. I do take that back. We do have a lease for a piece of equipment that should be our, I think it was 60 months, so that should be wrapping up, I think, in April or May would be the last payment.
Should be done April, May, okay. Excellent. And then are you just making a monthly payment on that one?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the monthly payment that you're making? Or ballpark it if you don't.
It's about $1,800, I believe.
Around $1,800, okay. Perfect, okay. I mean, based on everything that you're telling me, this is definitely falls under like our working capital category as well as our equipment financing category.
Mm-hmm.
Since you're looking for both capital for payroll and for the machinery as well. And if you guys have good credit, I would definitely go the route of equipment financing and working capital on the side.
Okay.
Because it ends up being cheaper for you as well. Sales look great. You guys have been in business for a long time, so you're pretty established. You told me that you guys have two owners, 50-50, and you only have the lease for some equipment, which is almost done. So you are probably the best-looking business owner that I've talked to today.
Oh, okay.
That's for sure. So the way that our process works here is that we collect 6 months of your most recent bank statements.
Okay.
We take a look at the most recent tax return for the business.
Okay.
And then there's just a one-page application, which I'll be sending over to you after this phone call, which has, you know, like the business name and the owner and the general information, basically.
Okay.
From there, once you send in those documents for me, actually, do you guys take credit cards?
No, as a rule, we don't. But, I mean, I do have, like a PayPal thing set up and the rare occasion that somebody has to pay with a credit card.
Oh, okay. So it's under 20% of your total sales, you'd say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. So we don't even need merchant statements from you. So, yeah, the only thing I would really take a look at are 6 months of your most recent bank statements and then the
mm-hmm.
most recent tax return for the business. That's all I need from your end. And then
okay.
once I get those documents in, usually within 24 hours, I can have some sort of option for you on what would I be able to give you. So
okay.
it's really quick.
And would you be able to email that over?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll go ahead and send an email over to you, and it'll have the information of what kind of documents I need from you.
Okay.
When do you think you'd be able to get those into me?
I would like to say probably within a couple weeks.
Within a couple weeks?
I'm just sort of making some preliminary calls, so it's a little early, but
I'll
try and get it filled out as fast as I can. But
of course.
Right now I have some other priorities. But
right. And just to give you a little side note here, since you were looking into working capital,
mm-hmm.
our company actually offers a match or beat policy. So we're like, will get you the best term and rate in the industry. If you were to get an offer from someone else for working capital and you brought that
mm-hmm.
to us, we would definitely
okay.
be able to beat it. So just
okay.
keep that in
All
mind
right.
as well, that we are very competitive with our programs.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah. So I'll go ahead and shoot over an email to you. I'll have all the required documentations and whatnot and follow up with you in a couple weeks, you said?
Yes, please.
Okay. Perfect. And just so I spell it right, is it K-A-R-Y-N?
It's K-A-R-I-N.
K-A-R-I-N. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Almost made a mistake there.
No problem.
Okay. Perfect. I will go ahead and shoot over my information to you right now, and I'll follow up with you in a couple weeks. All right, Karen?
Okay. Great. Thank you.
All right. Absolutely. Not a problem. You have a lovely day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.